the last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Sunday Independent, joins us now. And it's that time of the year again, Charlie. We're going to be talking about back to school costs. And we might start by looking at what are the main costs and what is the financial burden for parents to send their kids to school in 2021?
That's right, Frank. It comes up every year, but it's always a difficult one for families. They always find it a strain. Many families, even though we're in August now, will be planning or either getting the stuff together. I suppose the cost for a primary school student is €1,200 we're talking this year. That's up a little bit on last year, Frank. This is according to a survey done by the Irish League of Credit Unions. And a secondary school student, we're talking €1,500, wow, which seems a lot.
It's a lot of cash. And if you think, if you've got a couple of kids going to primary school, a couple of kids going to secondary school, it clocks up to a handsome figure, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And no wonder 6 out of 10 parents feel that the cost of kitting out children for school is a challenge to them. It's a financial challenge. And you're talking the big ones being uniforms, books, and of course, extracurricular activities. They can really mount up. So, it's great that they have a uniform, and lots of parents love that because it means that they're not using other clothes. You have specific clothes for school. It saves getting other clothes worn out and used. But, there's a lot involved, and particularly if the school nominates a provider, and they can be expensive, a nominated provider. You're talking about shirts, blouses, jumpers, trousers or skirts, tracksuits, socks, and then spares for all of those as well. And if you add in shoes, the cost there, according to the credit unions, is up to €200, once the shoes are added in. So that is an expensive one. If you're going to any country town, I was in Ennis last week, and all the shops are, promoting their offers because they know there's going to be a big splurge of spending to get children back to school. And parents like to make sure that children have the look well on the first day and take a photograph and to have enough uniforms to last throughout the year. So, look, the thing is, I suppose, the big chains can do generic jumpers and shirts and blouses.
There seem to be easy wins, like it seems like there's so many ways I feel that you could bring down those figures, that £1,200 for a primary school pupil and £1,500 for a secondary school pupil. Like books is the big one. You look at workbooks and they seem to change every other year, and I know it's not easy to roll out things like tablets into the classroom, but surely an initial investment would save families a lot of money over time. But clearly there's a bit of pushback from publishers as well. Transport can be costly, exam fees, the voluntary contribution, are schools still asking for that? It quickly tots up.
Oh, it does, Frank. You're right. The majority of schools are asking for a voluntary contribution because the capitation fee they get from the Department of Education isn't enough. You're absolutely right. But, most schools have a book rental scheme. If they don't have one in your area, you should maybe try and start one through, a parent's WhatsApp group or Facebook. The voluntary contribution, the schools will ask for it, and some of them can be quite pushy, but you don't have to give it if you're stuck. And you're absolutely right. The figures seem very high. I think that's the outer limit. There are ways of dealing.
Yeah, and we've already had a few listeners get in touch with the show on 0874 100 102. One that says, I've just bought a uniform and books for a child, and it was £200 all in for shoes, books, uniform, etc. And it's great to hear that. See, it seems a hell of a lot more reasonable than £1,200.
Oh, it certainly does. That's a hell of a deal. Yes, because you can be clever about it. You can go to Marks and Spencer's, for example, and get a jumper for £660 and buy a crest from the school and sew it on. You can get
a bit of pressure, I wonder, Charlie, from the kids who don't want to be going in, wearing what they might feel is an inferior outfit or, a less glamorous school bag, things like that. Is there a bit of pressure coming from the kids, I wonder?
I don't think they care anymore. When you and I were in school, it was very obvious if your anorak was from Dunn's. There's such a variety of good quality stuff now. I don't think anybody even notices. Mm-hmm. And then the other option is the back to school allowance for families who are on the PUP or on, on the old fashioned unemployment benefit. 111,000 families benefit from that. Applications are open for that. It isn't much. It's 150 for a primary school child, 275 for secondary. It won't cover all of it, but it'll go some of the way.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, there are a lot of families are dipping into their savings. That is absolutely fine, because it's the best investment you can make is this, to fund education. You're not going to get any return anyway. Alternatively, there's always good value in loans for education in credit unions. They tend to loss lead a bit on those, so they're very good value. On post money, 5.9% loan rate. I mean, you know, so, you know, it's worth borrowing a few quid. A lot of people do, and they end up in debt for a while, average debt of about €300, according to the credit unions. But, I mean, you know, it is a good investment. I mean, really, you're investing for the future. You're going to get a decent return on that if a child does well in school.
Yeah, the text line is blowing up here. We have another listener who got in touch with the show to say, two secondary school student, bus, book rental and jumpers alone cost me 1,130 euro. It's staggering. We had somebody earlier saying 200 quid to put their kid to school. The differences are just absolutely staggering.
I'd love to speak to that person. Yeah, they are, because, I mean, that person mentioned school transport, Frank, and that's a massive one. I mean, a secondary school pupil, you're talking 350 there for a child, you know, maximum 650 for a family. But that, you know, that's a lot of money. You know, and there's all sorts of extras always added in as well. There's materials if you're doing art. There's, you know, home economics, there tends to be some expense there. Exam fees were dropped last year because of COVID, but they're likely to come back. You know, if you have a Leaving Cert student, you're talking 116 there. So, you know, you can be clever. You can be work ways around it. You can use book rental schemes and buy secondhand books and buy secondhand uniforms. I mean, often the schools are organised sales of secondhand uniforms.
They do, and they have.
And they tend to be good stuff sometimes.
And,
you know?
And parents and schools, often you'll find there are Facebook and WhatsApp groups for just these kinds of conversations. We have somebody that has given a shout out to Ballyfad School in Wexford, offering free books and uniforms to help families out. And they suggest checking out Friends of Ballyfad School on Facebook. And that's a very helpful place to go as well, if every school or if every parents association had something like that going, to give parents a dig at the start of the year.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's coming out of time when there's holidays and, you know, you're trying to spend a few bob on a holiday. We're going to go back into, you know, the expense of winter. It's just the timing is always bad. I mean, the smart, if you're really clever, you'll use the child allowance, the child benefit, as it's officially called, and you will save that from the time the child is very young into a fund, €140 a year. Now, there's a kind of cliff edge thing on that, because a lot of children in the last few years have started school a little bit later because they've gone to creche or Montessori or preschool. And so they're turning 18 when they do the Leaving Cert. Now, as soon as you turn 18, the child benefit stops. So that's €140 a month. That can go a long way towards the cost, but a bit difficult if you're in Leaving Cert year and all of a sudden that stops because your child has turned 18. You know, over a year, that's nearly €1,700. So it's a hell of a lot of money. If you're really smart, you'd be saving that. But it's not always easy to do that. So, you know, I mean, you got to look at smart ways of handling this, because it is a big expense.
It really is. And we've a couple of people coming in. I can't read them all out now, but we do have a few messages coming in to 0874 100102 from some concerned parents who say they simply don't have it. They can't pay it. So what advice would you have to give to those concerned parents getting in touch with the show?
Well, there's a few things. I mean, you check out the school. Sometimes they have a fund from the department. It's called the Free Education Scheme. The Department of Education will fund that, and that will help with books, for example. The principal will operate that. So ask about that. Don't be afraid to ask about that. And don't be afraid to make it very clear to the principal if you can't afford the voluntary contribution. You know, you don't have to pay that. You know, the department is adamant that we shouldn't have to pay that, but I mean, schools will ask for it because they need money.
And you do hear anecdotally that some schools are a bit pushy about that voluntary contribution.
They can be, and, you know, they'll pump you with emails and texts and things to pay it. But, you know, I think you just got to say to them, look, I simply can't afford it. I'm sorry about this now, you know. It's a voluntary thing, and I'm not volunteering to pay it. So, you know, let them be pushy. You can stand up for yourself and say, I can't afford that, sorry. In very mannerly way, just say to the principal, we can't afford to pay this. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, let's move on. And it was something that we touched on with Ian Guider in our business news yesterday about energy prices. The energy level, the PSO levy, which has been used to subsidise wind power and renewables, is to be cut. Is that going to make much of a difference in people's pockets?
No difference really, Frank. I mean, the irony of that is this is the levy, as you say, the PSO, the Public Service Obligation Levy. It's there to kind of subsidise renewable energy generation and to ensure security of supply. It's coming down a bit. The irony of it, the reason it's coming down is because wholesale prices have gone up so much. Wholesale gas and oil are all going through the roof. So there's less of a subsidy needed for the renewables, as it were. So that's coming down because we've seen multiple increases. And only that the other day, SSE Airtricity had their second price rise this year. We've had two energy providers imposing three price rises this year, Panda Power and Pinergy. And some of these increases, if you're a dual fuel customer with SSE Airtricity, your bill could go up by €300 in a year. I mean, that is an enormous increase. Mm-hmm. There's no easy way of putting this. We're suffering here an energy crisis in this country, and there's a number of reasons for it. I mean, we've got the transition to renewable, which means huge extra costs on the transmission system. That's been passed on to consumers. We've got data centres using up huge amounts of energy. We've got two of our big power stations, Hunstown and Whitegate, are out of action at the moment because they need maintenance. And, we have wholesale prices of gas and electricity going through the roof because of international reasons. You know, oil prices are going up because demand has suddenly caught up with the post-COVID kind of lull.
Planes are in the skies again, people are back in their cars, people are back to work, so inevitably that was going to happen. But what advice would you have to people that are feeling the pinch and are seeing their energy bills going up? You know, you're a great champion of shopping around and going out there to find, you know, if there's a better deal. Are there better deals out there for people?
Oh, there are. I mean, you know, every company wants you as a new customer. If you're an old customer, they just punish your loyalty. It's the same with insurance. Mm. They don't want to give you anything back. They talk about it. Electric Ireland has some kind of a loyalty bonus. It isn't up to much. You need to be moving around or threatening to move around each year so that you get a 1 year discount. It's definitely worth doing it. I mean, your price can still go up during the year, but if you're on a discount, you're going to do better than what they call the standard tariffs. The standard tariffs, they shouldn't be called that at all. They should just be called the rip-off tariffs. I mean, they are very, very high. The best rates are for those who move around. So, you know, it's a loyalty punishment. It's much the same as insurance, a dual pricing thing going on. So you've got to move around. Also, we just got to be wary of the amount of energy we use in this winter because it could be expensive with such big increase in the bills. So, you know, just turn everything down a bit. Set the washing machine at a lower temperature. Turn down the heating a bit. Over the winter if you can at all. And just think it through beforehand. Because it's sunny now and it's warm and, if you walk with a dog, you get very sweaty. It doesn't mean that it isn't going to be cold and expensive in the winter. So be planning now to get a better deal on your electricity and gas.
Okay, solid advice as always. Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor at the Irish Independent. Thank you very much for that.